I dreamed that I was awake. Or perhaps I was awake yet slumbering. Consciousness in flux, somewhere between the two. I know what is real. I know the difference. I can feel it. There is substance and passion and depth. And sweet rest, my reward. I can breathe there. But sometimes reality manifests itself in one and then the other as it wills. Who is to say what is dreaming and what is wakefulness? The real is not tethered to the narrow realm of the senses. It gives allegiance to none, for there are many ways of knowing. How close is 1,000 miles? As it seemed as if I could have reached out and touched you, but you were 1,000 miles away. What is the distance between this breath and my next? A step or two, feet, inches, seconds. The measurement is irrelevant. So close, yet 1,000 miles away. And I felt you walk into my dream. I felt your presence before I turned, before I heard the voices. I sensed the singular form of you, so the sight did not surprise me. Because I can sense you from 1,000 miles away. How is it that I can inhale the fragrance of you? Hear your voice in my dreams. I felt your glance on my back, like a touch reaching out, a kiss on my neck. But there was a gulf between that would not be bridged, a guardian watchful, polite, familiar chit-chat. For a second of a second, I could not find your eyes. So close, yet 1,000 miles away. I felt you leaving, and I turned to watch you go. My observation hidden behind the tinted veil. I watched you walk into another dream that was 1,000 miles away. Then, at that last instant, the final frantic moment, you turned. I saw your eyes seeking me, trying to pierce the darkened glass. I recognized and reached out from the shadows, so close, but hidden. And 1,000 miles away. So I will write to remember, I will write to say what it's like to feel your warmth from 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles away.